Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us. And last weekend, Jim, your team took 3 points on the road. It's never easy to win in this league on the road, but your team has battled through many weekends already this year. And again, here we are on the road again. I know a lot of people have been talking about how battle-tested your team is this year. What do you expect to see out of them tonight?
Well, hopefully a lot more of the same, Kelly. It's it's always a challenge going on the road, and now you add to that we're playing an outstanding team in the Wisconsin Badgers. Just extremely well coached. They're a program that's perennially been in the top five year in and year out, and here I think they're sitting at third right now. So no question it's a challenge, but as I explained to the team on the way over here, it doesn't matter who we play or where we're playing. If we can come out and play the way we're capable of playing and work hard and play for each other, then we're going to have a chance. And as I've said all along, that's all we can ask.
Two close games earlier this season against Wisconsin. You'd expect sort of the same, wouldn't you?
You know, hopefully it's they're the type of team certainly that has potential to put a lot of pucks in the net. So, you know, we're going to need to be real good in a lot of areas. You know, hopefully I feel we're a better team than when we played them last, and I'm sure they feel the same way. So, certainly we're going to need good goaltending. The special teams is always really important. We talked a lot about puck management last week against Duluth. It's going to be the exact same with this team against Wisconsin. We just need to do a good job of taking care of the puck. We've got to really limit our turnovers. And they do a great job of going to the net and having people going to the net. So again, you know, we're going to have puck pressure, but the other four are really going to have their heads on a swivel and picking up people going to the net. And again, if we do that, if we can be hard to play against in our zone, it's going to help us.
You mentioned goaltending. Brittany Mowat's played outstanding this season. Last year's All-WCHA rookie team member. How do you expect her to stop the Badgers, who have so much depth?
Well, hopefully she'll just continue to do what she's been doing. You know, she's definitely she's seeing the puck well. She's doing a real good job of finding pucks through traffic. She's made huge saves for us when we've needed them. I hate to take it for granted, but you know, she just keeps every day, every game, she just continues to give us just an outstanding performance. And again, she knows she's going to have a tremendous challenge tonight. I believe they're the highest scoring team in the WCHA. They certainly have, they have two, three players with over 20 points, and they got three lines that are all outstanding. They got great players on all three lines. So, you know, that in itself is going to be a challenge. But, you know, she has risen to every challenge we've faced this year. And, again, you look at some of the places that we've had to go and how she's done. And even at home, you know, the performance she's put in there, she's really just been spectacular. I think she's starting to get some of that recognition nationally. I saw a publication where she was even mentioned as a potential top 10 in the Kasmir Award early. I mean, that's saying a lot, and certainly there's a lot of hockey left to be played, but the fact that her name's even being mentioned in that group is a tribute to how she's performed.
I believe the last time I looked, she was number two in save percentage in the country right now. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
It really is. You know, it really is. And again, it's to credit to her, but I'm sure she would be the first to credit her teammates, you know, particularly her defense, who have done a good job of clearing people out of the way, and just the number of shots that our team blocks. You know, our goal is recognize that, and they certainly appreciate it.
Coach, you mentioned special teams. Your team fourth in the nation on the penalty kill. That's going to be important going up against a Wisconsin Badger team, isn't it?
Oh, no question. I believe they're at or near the top as far as power play percentage. Again, they've got five players that they'll put on the ice that all have tremendous skills. And again, we just need to continue to do what we're doing. I give all the credit to that to Coach Fricklin and for the job she does preparing the team, going into each series and really, we're not seeing anything on Friday and Saturday that we haven't already seen in film, and then we walk through things in practice. So, you know, obviously your best penalty killer has to be your goalie. So we already talked about Britt and what she's done, and she has been, but. Our penalty kill has done an outstanding job, and we've talked about trying to expand and maybe get more people involved in that because a lot of it's your best players, and if you have a lot of penalties, it can wear your best players out. But again, the girls take a lot of pride in it. They work hard at it, and no question, I think it's going to be a key this weekend.
Kristen Huber has had some great success against this Wisconsin Badger team. She scored the very first goal here at their new arena a couple years ago. 4 points in 8 games for Huber. What kind of player is she?
Oh, she's a big, strong power forward. I mean, you just look at her. She's intimidating in terms of just the you don't see many players over 6 feet, and she gets up and down the ice well. She's got a great shot, and where she's really effective is when she plants herself in front of the net, because she can literally block out the sun. And when she gets net front presence, she's got great hand-eye coordination. So she's scored a lot of goals deflecting shots from the point. So there's no question we need an A-plus performance out of her, as well as all of her line mates and her teammates. It's that type of game. We need everybody at their best this weekend.
Any changes to the lines coming into the weekend?
It'll be the same lineup that went Friday night Saturday afternoon against Duluth. So Summer Thibodeau will be back in, and I think that was the only change from our Sunday game. So it'll be pretty much the same. The other three lines are all the same.
I know you put Whitney Wyvoda up there with Caitlin Tugas and Stephanie Anderson. I had a chance to visit with Whit earlier this week, and she says it was a bit scary for her at first, but she's adapted to their speed and their style of play, and she brings her own style of play, doesn't she?
Oh, no question. She's a tremendously skilled hockey player, and she certainly can skate with those two. And I listened to what she said. I think she had been playing with the same two for quite a while, so you kind of get set in your way. So now all of a sudden you're on a different line, and they definitely play different. Stephanie and Caitlin like to get up and down. They play north, south, and both of them can absolutely fly. So she just said it's just an adjustment in terms of the speed they're playing at, but Whitney could certainly handle that. She's got every bit as much speed, and then she can make plays, and that's the reason we've got her where she's at.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight?
Well, I think we talked about a number of them, but it's really going to be important for us to get pucks and get people to the net, and that, if you see us throwing pucks at the blue paint from goofy angles, that's not a bad thing, and then we need to crash the net, because Wisconsin does such a great job of keeping teams on the perimeter and really not allowing you a lot of opportunities. So we just need to try to manufacture as much as we can, and I told the girls, if we're on the perimeter all night, it's just making their job a lot easier. So if you see a lot of green getting to the net, that's a good thing.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.